Radio Moments, David Lloyd.
We start with another commercial radio 40th anniversary.
Because at long last, we here in the East have our own radio station. A station that belongs to us and to us alone. A station that we can guide and shape. A station in which everyone can play an important role. A station that will listen as often as it speaks is Radio 4.
Radio 4.
Hello there, this is Steve Hamilton on Radio 4, bringing you the Daybreak Show, right through till 9.30. We're sitting at the top of the dial, on top of the world, on 194 metres in the medium wave band, 96.8 VHF in super stereo. We'll be bringing you news, traffic, weather, community information, food prices...
The opening moments of Radio 4 from Edinburgh this week in 1975 in super stereo. Congratulations to Talk Sport. It's 15 years since Talk Radio UK...
This is Talk Radio.
Got its new name. It's now 40% bigger than it was then.
People have said, well, would it have been better if he'd been caught, or is it better that he was killed outright? And I think they killed him because they knew that otherwise he would inevitably end up on Talk Sport.
And clearly a station big enough even to be the butt of a Bin Laden gag on Radio 4's Now show. Celebrations too in Coventry and Warwickshire.
Good morning, this is Neil Pringle. It's almost 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the 17th of January. Broadcasting in stereo on 94.8 and 103.7 FM, this is the new local radio service for Coventry and Warwickshire, BBC CWR. So all the preparations are over and now CWR begins its daily programmes, bringing people together throughout Coventry and Warwickshire, from Atherston in North Warwickshire... to rugby in the east of the county.
The early days in the life of CWR this week in 1990. It was only broadcasting on FM, and the first time around that station only lasted 5 years. Radio's done its fair share of fundraising over time, and it's 10 years this week since UK Radio Aid came to the rescue, with 268 commercial radio stations raising money for the tsunami appeal. Mark Story brought it together.
I asked my colleagues from the all of the various radio groups, commercial radio groups, to come to a meeting last Friday morning at 8 in the morning, and they all turned up on time. And we sat in the room for about 10 minutes and said, look, we want to do this. We want you to close down your radio station effectively. And a lot of these radio stations have been on the air and had never closed down for 30 years. So, you know, it's quite a big thing to ask them to do. And they all just turned around and said, yes, we'll do it.
If it helps for me to get involved, then I'm very happy to do it.
Well, it's the PM at AM. He's with us between 8 and 9. And then every hour we've also got an acoustic performance from huge, huge names.
Chris Evans, part of UK Radio Aid 10 years ago this week and appearing on air after 4 years in the radio wilderness. And speaking of Chris, it's a staggering 18 years since his last Radio 1 breakfast show.
The disc jockey Chris Evans is leaving Radio 1's popular breakfast show. He'd asked the BBC management to have every Friday off, but it refused and he resigned.
While the BBC diplomatically says Chris Evans has exercised his contractual right to give notice, the man himself is saying nothing tonight. It's understood, in his normal immodest style, he's expecting plenty of lucrative job offers.
The story of Chris Evans, who last hosted Radio 1 Breakfast this week in 97 after 2 years. This week, 64 years ago, saw the first English programme on the famous 208 metres wavelength from Radio Luxembourg. Geoffrey Everett and Pete Murray were part of it.
Which reminds me, the wind is whistling through this studio door today. I think Jack Jackson's been eating beans again, I can always tell. But right now, Johnny Cash, you tell me.
They were very happy days, and I'm always grateful to Geoffrey Everett, who was the other disc jockey there at the time. When I first went in, it was always the accepted thing, certainly at the BBC, and it was until the BBC, until about 6 years ago, to have a script for a record programme. And I thought, well, I'll never be able to ad-lib. And Geoffrey Everett said to me, if you don't ad-lib now, if you work with a script now, you'll never be able to ad-lib, and that way you'll never be a broadcaster. And I think that was the soundest piece of advice I was ever given.
Happy anniversary to 208 this week in 1951, and how great it is to hear that Radio Luxembourg cross-modulation effect again. Out in the dark North Sea this week in 1970, a surprise new pirate station began testing its transmissions.
Hier ist Radio Nordsee international mit seinem Testprogramm auf UKW zu.
You're tuned to 186 meters in the medium wave band, 1607 megacycles, and if you say, well, that's not correct, true, you're listening to the shortwave in that case, that's 49 meters, that's 6.210 megacycles. My name? Well, it doesn't matter really, but it's Roger Twiggy Day. Very nice to be talking to you.
And no one was aware quite how dramatic that station would prove to be in its 4 years on air. R&I beginning testing this week in 1970. Less drama though, 32 years ago, as these two stations quietly launched.
Yes, there it is, a piece of music which we hope you'll be getting to know pretty well in the months ahead. The Radio Cornwall main theme. This is BBC Radio Cornwall. My name's Chris Blount, and, well, if you've seen any of our car stickers driving around the county lately, you'll have read that we'll be making waves.
Good morning, and on this Monday, the 17th of January, 1983, BBC Radio Devon, Devon County Radio, is about to begin its very first programme countywide. My name's Chris Loughlin, and I'll be your host each weekday morning from now on between 6 and 9.
The launch of BBC Cornwall and BBC Devon this week in 83. The Navy Lark was a famous BBC comedy which was to make household names of John Pertwee and Leslie Phillips to name but two. It began on the Light programme in 1959, and its last episode was aired this week in 76.
Mr. Pertwee, I am not a dirty old devil. I'm a connoisseur.
You're a colour what?
Connoisseur.
What's one of them, then?
Well, in his case, it's,
Farewell to the Navy Lark this week, 39 years ago. So, with 2MT in Essex closing this week, 93 years ago...
2MT, this is 2MT calling.
Christine O'Connell arriving on Virgin 9 years ago...
What? Has this happened?
Vanessa Feltz joining Radio 2 5 years ago...
Well, do you think this has all gone far too far? It's really frightening.
The Last Saturday Club with Brian Matthew 46 years ago...
Of course, you're invited too, so... Come on, everybody.
And with Radio 1 breaking through the 1 million YouTube subscribers mark this week last year, those are this week's Radio Moments. Radio Moments.